Good morning. Ooh, that's loud. That's like a teacher getting the class's attention. Good morning. Welcome to our service here. And we're just thankful that you're here. Thankful for the beautiful, I guess I have to say, fall weather now. It's a beautiful day out there. Please stand and join with us as we sing. We're going to start with "For God So Loved the World."
Excited to be here today?
Yes.
Because of the pie or because of the church service? Because of the church service, yes. Put your hands up. All right, here's our announcements today. Let's start with, if you want to give today, and remember we love it when you do, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in, and another way is through the church's email address using mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Now we're going to begin starting many of our fall programs, welcoming us back into the community after the summer break. So to start it off, you know what it is, we'll celebrate by having soup and pie after the service this morning. I just saw two chocolate pies. That's one for Lewis, one for me. I put them in your office. Now, I got a little thing happened last night to me. So do you guys all know Wayne? Put your hand up if you know Wayne. Oh, yeah, most of you know Wayne. You got to get to know Wayne. He's a pretty safe person to know. So we got an early start to soup and pie yesterday because he called last night. He said, Dave, I've picked apples today, I've peeled apples today, and I've baked apple pies. Then he delivered one to our house. So get to know Wayne. There he is right over there. So. So our nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. And we're still looking for more teachers to help out as teachers for ARC. So there is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. Youth this week is from 7 until 8:30 here at the church. Now, one of the home groups that we are running this fall is called Safe People. Remember, I already said Wayne is one of them. So it is going to start September 29th, and it is going to be run here at the church from 7 until 8 p.m. Pastor Lewis and, looks like my name there, will be the facilitators, and you can sign up for that at the Welcome Center. Now, we are going to be having a child dedication as part of our service on October 23rd. So if you're interested in getting involved in that with your child, please see Lewis or the church office. Yeah, looks like it's up for you guys again.
If you're comfortable, we encourage you to stand as we prepare our hearts for worship. But please remember, it's always about our heart posture before the Lord. So if you are able, please stand.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood. Lord of all, precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Bear your cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found. You are the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. Didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name. Name it is the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Worthy is the was slain, holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, and is to come. King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Age to age, he stands.
So now find three people you haven't talked to today and welcome them. Oh, and the kids are free to go to Sunday school. Sorry, I lose my voice.
Just one, and then we go. Sit down.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. Spirit is within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I'm yours true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do. To honor you in all I do.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Good morning. Dave Parsons, where are you going? I'm speaking to you here. I've been broadening my world, and apparently there is other kind of pies outside of chocolate pie. And then when people have birthdays, they sometimes don't choose chocolate again, and I don't know how that works. Like even chocolate ice cream, or if you could have vanilla, you have chocolate sauce with it. See, that all works. We experience times of joy, like today when we get to eat and celebrate together. And the last week as well, we've had families that have experienced great losses. And so Will Tucker's stepdad, George, passed away, and then Clay Gilley as well passed away this last week. Will's stepdad's funeral will be October 1st. Clay Gilley's funeral will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock here. And so as we pray this morning, we'll be praying for these families. We use Jude to guide our prayers. Let's pray. Jude writes a prayer of praise in verses 24 and 25. Now glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and to bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. We want to echo these words of praise this morning in the quiet of our hearts. To the God who keeps us close, to the God who is all-powerful and beyond all space and time. Confession, Jude 17 and 19. But you, my dear friends, must remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ said. They told you in the last time there would be scoffers whose purpose in life is to satisfy their ungodly desires. These people are the ones who are creating divisions among you. They follow their natural instincts because they do not have God's Spirit in them. Are we being led astray by the ways of the world that look for pleasure by any evil way possible? Let us confess the times this week that we followed the natural instincts of our old selves instead of following our new way in Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for the forgiveness of sins. Thanksgiving, verse 1 and 2, Jude writes, "I'm writing to all who have been called by God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more mercy, peace, and love. As people loved and kept safe by God, let us be thanked for the many ways we've experienced his mercy and peace this last week." Jesus, you're the only one that brings lasting peace to our lives. Supplication, later in Jude 20:21. You, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you'll keep yourself safe in God's love. This morning, in the power of the Holy Spirit, bring your request before God. Are you in need of mercy this week? Is it someone else that needs you to build them up in prayer this morning? Let us bring a request before him and then wait expectantly for his mercy. We pray for Ray and Rowena, for Ernie and Marie, for Brian and Rita, for Tammy, Matthew, Vicky, for Evelyn and Leona, for Will and Martha and their family, for Marilyn and Morris, for Jill and Cynthia, for Ernie and Darlene, for Gloria and Jerry, Roman and Lori, Marcia, Neville, Michelle, for Karen, for Corrine and Kevin. And then some places around the world, Senegal, Serbia, Taiwan, Tanzania, Ukraine for peace, for the United States, and for Canada, God, that you would heal our land. And then all the unspoken requests, come, Lord Jesus, like only you can. Come, pour your oil of healing on our hearts. Come, give us hope and joy. As a community of Jesus followers is growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray as Jesus taught us, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. Reading from the word of the Lord, Isaiah 44, 6 to 11. This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord of heaven's armies. I am the first and the last. There is no other God. Who is like me? Let him step forward and prove to you his power. Let him do as I have done since ancient times, when I established a people and explained its future. Do not tremble, do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim my purposes for you long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any other God? No, there is no other rock, not one. How foolish are those who manufacture idols. These prized objects are really worthless. The people who worship idols don't know this, so they are all put to shame. Who but a fool would make his own God, an idol that cannot help him one little bit. All who worship idols will be disgraced, along with all these craftsmen, mere humans who claim they can make a god. They may all stand together, but they will stand in terror and shame.